I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But, before we sports talk with each other's balls, I have some interrogative questions to ask you. I think they will produce mirth. Hey, P1s. How do you make 5 pounds of fat look good? You put a nipple on it. I am now pausing for you to experience the pleasure of laughter. Hey P1s, what is the difference between your job and your wife? After 10 years, the job still sucks. This period of time is reserved for your response of happiness to my witty comments. Hey, P1s, why does a bride smile when she walks up the aisle? She knows she's given her last BJ.
Oh my God.
At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the four of us on-air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening. Should we be concerned that the Cowboys have starters over the age of 30 on the defense?
Oh, we had a little glitch there.
I think the number is 5.
Perhaps he needs
not
to repeat his question.
Oh, if it doesn't start
from the beginning.
Should we be concerned that the Cowboys have 5 starters over the age of 30 on the defense?
Yeah, you were right, George.
Okay, yeah, those 5. Okay. Yeah, this was brought up over the weekend.
The Unticket.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But, before we sports talk with each other's butts, I have some interrogative questions to ask you. I think they will produce mirth. Hey, P1s, how do you turn a fox into an elephant?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
How do you turn a fox into an elephant?
What just happened? Hold on a second.
You married.
Hold it.
I am now pausing for you to experience the pleasure of laughter.
Oh, we just did.
Hey, P1s. What do you call a woman who has lost 95% of her intelligence? Divorced. This period of our time is reserved for the display of laughter. I will pause now.
Okay.
Hey, P1s. Why do women skydivers wear tampons?
Oh, God.
So they don't whistle on the way down.
Oh, my God.
Now you may convulse your diaphragm and jocular response to my witty comments.
God.
Hey, P1s, what did King Kong say to Roseanne Barr? Is it an? At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the four of us on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion
Don't
that we will be
it.
Having concurrent to the time that they're listening. Who will be the Cowboys' third receiver?
That was straight to the point. All right, so what do you think? Do you think there's any chance that, after all that ridiculousness, that Dwayne Harris could win that job as the third receiver?
First, do you think there were any women on the design team or the programming team that put the big black cowboy computer together?
No.
Or maybe it was all women who designed it. It's gained this intelligence of its own, intelligence in quotes, and it's very offended that it was designed by women.
Yeah,
so
he's
going overboard.
He's making a statement.
The Unticket.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. George, Craig, Gordon, and David, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to skip the comedy jokes this morning. I don't want to risk overexposure. Plus, I'm horny. So at this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening.
That's amazing.
Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth metroplex areas. home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Also home to the Musers in the morning, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Norm Hitzges, 10 a.m. to noon. Bad Radio heard weekdays noon to 3. And the Hard Line taking you home in the afternoons. Then we experiment around with a few programs after 7. Trying to scrape together enough content to get to one share.
Oh my God.
Now it is time for our question of the day. Who will see more time on the field this year? Sean Lee or Keith Brooking? And will Keith Brooking still do the William Wallace pre-show game routine?
Weirdo.
Man, you get longer.
The Unticket.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, I have some questions for you that are not related to the ticket's own Dallas Cowboys. Hey, P1s. If your dog is barking at the back door, and your wife is yelling at the front door, which do you let in first? The answer is the dog. He'll at least shut up once you let him in. I will now pause for your laughter. Hey, P1s. Did you hear that scientists have discovered a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive by up to 90%? It's called wedding cake. This space of our broadcasting day has been lovingly reserved for your human laughter. Hey, P1s. What's the difference between your paycheck and your penis? You don't have to beg a woman to blow your paycheck. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, good reset.
The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. The San Diego Chargers are in town with their professional pro football head coach, Norv Turner. If he, the aforementioned Norv Turner, had been named the Dallas Cowboys professional pro football head coach instead of Wade Phillips, would the Cowboys have made it to the Super Bowl?
Why did you say that weird thing?
The Super Bowl.
British. All of a sudden. You know, that's a pretty good one.
The Unticket.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day.
Here's the crowd.
But before we get to that question, I have some questions for you that are not related to the ticket's own Dallas Cowboys. Hey, P1.Wood, S worse than a male chauvinist pig?
What's worse?
A woman that won't do what she's told. I will now pause for your laughter.
We're already finished.
Hey, P1s. What's it called when a woman is paralyzed from the waist down? Marriage. This space of our broadcasting day has been lovingly reserved for your human laughter. Hey, P1s. Why do women have breasts?
I don't know.
So men will talk to them. Pause for laughter. Hey, discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. Is Larry Allen the greatest defensive lineman in Cowboys history?
It almost sounded like you said defensive, but I think we know what he meant there.
Yeah, offensive. Oh.
The Unticket.
Whoops. Hold on.
Oh, man.
We've been having problems with this thing lately.
Here, you got a screwdriver? Let me.
It's Monday morning.
I just need to adjust this one thing right here.
Okay.
Hold on. No,
I think it needs more than one adjustment, but go ahead.
Try it again.
Holy moly.
Oops, small one. Sorry.
Here, do you have a wrench? Let me try this.
Hold on. Reboot the computer.
Oh, man. All the computers up here run slow.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, I have some questions for you that are not related to the ticket's own Dallas Cowboys. Hey, P1s. A man and a woman were lying in bed one night and the woman said to the man, I sure wish I had bigger breasts. The man responded by saying she should rub toilet paper all over them. The woman looked at him and said, toilet paper? What will that do? The man said, I don't know, but look what it's done for your ass. This space of our broadcasting day has been lovingly reserved for your human laughter.
God.
At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. Will the Cowboys be willing to have to just get by with Lonnie Miller and Philip Tanner as the backups to the Felix Jones? In other words, is Tashard Choice being squeezed out or something like that? Man, I like saying that name. Tashard Choice, Tashard Choice, Tashard Choice.
Thank you, Big Black Cowboys computer. Well, those two guys looked pretty good last
night.
David
just resigned by
the Unticket.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, hey, P1s, here's a little humorous anecdote that I would like to tell you at this present time. A girl goes into the doctor's office for a checkup. As she takes off her blouse, the doctor notices a red H on her chest. How did you get that mark on your chest? Asks the doctor. Oh, my boyfriend went to Harvard and he's so proud of it he never takes off his Harvard sweatshirt, even when we make love, she replies. A couple of days later, another girl comes in for a checkup. As she takes off her blouse, he notices a blue Y on her chest. How did you get that mark on your chest? Asks the doctor. Oh. My boyfriend went to Yale and he's so proud of it that he never takes off his Yale sweatshirt, even when we make love, she replies. A couple of days later, another girl comes in for a checkup. As she takes off her blouse, he notices a green M on her chest. Do you have a boyfriend at Michigan? Asks the doctor. No, but I have a girlfriend at Wisconsin. Why do you ask? At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening.
Oh, good God Almighty!
Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. Should Jason Garrett, even though he is a smart red-headed Princeton smarty pants, have an offensive coordinator?
Coordinator. Yeah, Dave, we've talked about
the unticket.
Oh my gosh. I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. I know we usually enjoy a moment of mirth before the question, but today I have made a computerized decision to skip the humor in order to honor the victims of the recent Washington, D.C. earthquake. Let's have a moment of silence to honor those fallen heroes of this unconscionable act of natural disaster. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having, concurrent to the time that they're listening.
Every day.
Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. What should we expect out of player man DeMarco Murray?
Out of player man DeMarco Murray. Well, you got
all of that for that. All of that build up.
Yeah, just for that.
Like it was a moment of silence. It's just we had to shorten.
Well, he is evolving. His social consciousness is evolving. At least I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So, what do you expect?
The unticket.
Showed an awareness and a compassion for others. I feel
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous moments together in each other's present company. Why did Obama wait so long to release his birth certificate? He didn't have a registered copy of Photoshop. I will pause for your laughter. What do you call the most powerful Muslim in the world? The President of the United States.
All right.
This space reserved for laughter. A recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose yours. And the recovery when Barack Obama loses his. It is funny because it is true.
Oh, man.
At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. Is Orlando Scandrick worth the money they are giving him in his new contract?
What do you think? Your Orlando Scandrick guy?
I think the computer is evolving now. We're going to political humor. So,
the unticket.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and crank up that big black Cowboys computer and get a final question of the day for this week.
Hopefully Dick Van Dyke was able to give us some timing tips on comic delivery.
Hold on. Oh, no. More problems with the computer.
Oh.
Stuck.
Here, you need an Allen wrench?
Yeah.
Let me try a hammer.
Here, I got a sledgehammer.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous moments together in each other's present company. What's a blonde's idea of safe sex? Locking the car door. Laughter goes here. What's the difference between a mosquito and a blonde? If you slap a mosquito, it will stop sucking. Laugh now.
Oh my god.
What do a Boeing 747 and a blonde have in common? Both contain a cockpit. I will pause for your laughter.
Alright.
It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the five of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having, concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's Cowboy Question of the Day.
Oh my God.
From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The first and only original all-sports station in the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex areas. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Now it is time for our question of the day. Now that training camp has come to the end of training camp, how would you, David Moore of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Dallas and Fort Worth's first and only all-sports radio station, rank the Jason Garrett on his first training camp as head professional football coach?
All right, took a long time to get there. Not a bad question, though.
Oh, my God.
Could
again,
you tell
it makes me miss Dick Van Dyke all the more.
Could you tell somewhat of a difference in the
Unticket
Cowboy computer? Cranked up and ready to give us the cowboy question of the day.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm the big black offensive cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day, along with Mike Ducey. But first, let's enjoy some humorous moments together in each other's present company. What is the difference between a wife and a girlfriend? About 45 pounds.
All right.
Laughter goes here. One guy says to another guy, "My wife's an angel." The second guy says, "You're lucky. Mine's still alive." Laugh now. Did you know that my wife and I are inseparable? In fact, last week it took 4 state troopers to separate us. I will pause for your laughter. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the 5 of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having, concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Will Andre Jarrod still be a cowboy at the end of today?
Well, that is the question,
Dave. Andre Jarrod.
Will Andre Jarrod still be a cowboy by the end of the day? What is going on with all this?
I think
the Unticket.
It's been sticking on us the last couple of weeks for some reason.
A little glitch. It'll work out.
Now reset there, Jer.
Brought to you by Craig, George, and Lee Harvey Oswald. God rest his female soul.
What?
But before we sports talk with each other, let's enjoy some humorous moments together in each other's present company. Hey, P1s. Last week, I asked my wife, "Where do you want to go for our anniversary?" She said, "Somewhere I have never been." I said, "How about the kitchen?" This space of time in the broadcast day is reserved for your human laughter. You know what? Some people say I'm a romantic because my wife and I always hold hands. But if I let go, she shops. It is funny because it is true. A man meets a genie, and the genie tells him he can have whatever he wants, but his mother-in-law will get double whatever he asks for. The man thinks for a moment, then says, "Okay, give me $1 million, then beat me half to death." I will pause for your laughter. A man said his credit card was stolen, but he decided not to report it because the thief was spending less than his wife did.
Oh my gosh.
At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the 5 of us ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having, concurrent to the time that they're listening. Here is today's cowboy question of the day. From me, the big black offensive cowboy computer on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dallas and Fort Worth's only first and only home to the charity softball game. Question. Who is Dave Reiner, and what is the deal with the Cowboys kicking situation?
It's Reiner.
I think it's Reiner, isn't it? Yeah, who is he? And now there's five kickers on this roster?